Hi everyone, welcome to the Baking for Profit podcast. My name is Maureen Bilhakamari. I am a professional baker and a bakery business entrepreneur. In this podcast, I share baking for business tips, particularly geared to small-scale bakers, whether you have a small bakery shop or you're a home baker. Today, I'm going to be talking about advice I no longer follow or give, and I'm also going to be sharing these strategies that I really think people should consider when it comes to baking for business, and this is specifically for home bakers or small bakery shop owners, okay? So I'm going to be talking about, advice I've given before, but, as a business person, I've been doing business for 10 years. So over time, things change, the industry changes, I change as a business person, I learn more things, and so basically that's what I'm doing. I'm just kind of sharing the things I've learned, the things I've changed. This is the perfect time to share this. So one of the things I wanted to start with, because this is something I personally took action on, especially this year, was that I am no longer telling home bakers, especially because this is something I was telling home bakers, to register a business name. Now, this is basically very much based on the Kenyan business environment. I am no longer telling you to do a business name. I am now telling you to register your business as a company once you start doing business, okay? And this is something I was doing and I've stopped doing myself because this is the main reason. So first, I want to share why I was telling people that. In the beginning, our tax follow-up was a little different when I started business. And so it just kind of made sense to start simple by doing a business name. But what that does is that you are literally attached to your business as an individual, and taxes can be very tedious because you have to do tax for yourself and then tax for the business. But at least when you register a company, what that does is that it separates you from your business entirely, and it also helps you file taxes in a specific, different way. Now, I am not an accountant. I'm not a tax agent. I did get some advice from a tax agent, but I am not a professional in this place. So I'm not telling you to take my word for it. I'm telling you to go and research the differences between getting a business name and also registering a company. So in this day and age, and with the way taxes are filed and collected in Kenya, I am definitely telling you to register a company for sure. So I just wanted to put that out there because I'm going to be changing what I tell people from now on. And I know some people may have gone through some of my trainings or ask me for advice, and I'd actually tell you both options. I tell you to register a business or register a business company. But now even the process of registering a company yourself has become so easy. You don't specifically need a lawyer. You can use a lawyer to make everything easier. Like that's what we did, but you don't have to. You can actually do it yourself. If you're in Kenya, just go to ecitizen.go.ke. It's over the long run, it's going to be easier to run your business as a company than it is as a business name. So I do want to put that out there and change up because I know I've been giving both options. And now, based on information and the way, the business landscape has changed, please do get a company registered. So that's why I'm changing that. And before I get to the next point, I want to tell you guys, you want to stick around because I'll be sharing three strategies to focus on in 2023, especially if you're a home baker or a small bakery shop owner. And I really believe this could help you grow your baking business. So stick around. So the second piece of advice that I'm no longer giving is digital marketing, has something to do with digital marketing. So long time I used to tell you to just to choose two platforms and you're good to go. I am no longer telling you that, guys. Choosing only two platforms is not enough when you're marketing your business, right? There is something called an omni-channel approach, basically posting on different channels. And I'm telling people to please adopt an omni-channel approach in your mind or even in your strategy. The reason being, even look at yourself as a consumer of content. Do you only go to one platform? Most of the time, you're going to two or three platforms, right? Maybe you're doing Instagram, you're doing TikTok and YouTube, that kind of thing, right? And then there's people, especially if you're in the African region, you're consuming WhatsApp statuses from people and other things. So I really, truly believe even if you're a home baker or small bakery shop owner, even large brands these days, they have an omni-channel approach when it comes to marketing. Even if they're doing like outbound marketing, offline marketing, they're doing offline marketing and online marketing. So that tells you that, you know, things are changing and you have to change too, especially if you're a small business owner in the baking industry and you want to grow. So you need to realize that most people are consuming content in different platforms. And I will especially give you a specific point on that, on why you want to go omnichannel a bit later. So what does this mean for you as a baker? It means you have to embrace new and creative ways of marketing and sort of doing your marketing, right? You have to accept and start using tools for creating and scheduling content, right? So for example, for me, my opinion is that any home baker, and yes, I'm talking about home baker, you home bakers or a small bakery shop owner, you need to have 5 or more platforms. 2 are not enough. Top 5, in my opinion, if you're in the African region, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, WhatsApp status, especially for people you have encountered and interacted with, and YouTube, and specifically YouTube Shorts, especially for those of you who don't want to do long-form content or landscape content, Shorts, YouTube Shorts, right? That's where the attention is. Most people in most industries are making it with Shorts, whether you're a baker or like us, a business that offers classes or services. And all, please go check out all our brands. We are posting on YouTube Shorts. We are posting on TikTok or posting on Instagram. So you need to make sure that you embrace video. You know, there's people who are still just doing single images. That's not working, people. You need to start doing stuff like YouTube Shorts, which is vertical video. And these days, there's so many tools that can actually help you make the video and post on 3 specific platforms. Of course, it is important to think about native content for that platform. But if you can, make 1 vertical video of a behind the scenes of you decorating a cake and post it on TikTok, post it on YouTube Shorts, post it on Instagram. That gives you a lot of exposure instead of just posting on 1 platform, right? You have to realize for your business to grow, you have to keep getting potential customers. We call them leads. For you to do that, you have to post on more than 1 channel to get at least more depth when it comes to your marketing. So you have to start embracing new ways of doing this. And the last part that I wanted to mention when it comes to omnichannel, when it comes to marketing in general, this is in any industry and any business, there is something called the marketing rule of 7. This means that for leads are potential customers, right? Potential customers have to see your brand messaging a couple of times, right? Before they actually make a purchase. And this happens to a lot of us. We'll go follow something or someone or a brand, or maybe we'll go visit a place, but we won't buy. We'll just keep checking out. What are they doing? What are they saying? What are they posting? Then after following them, some people follow us for a year before doing anything. Some people follow for a month. It depends on your need, but you might follow a brand or a, you know, merchant, a vendor, whatever, before you actually buy from them. You see a couple of posts. You're like, oh, you know, Amari, what are they posting about this, about this? By the 7th piece of content, you're like, I could buy something from them, right? And that's what your consumer is doing. They have followed 10 bakers, and the people who are consistently posting, and they can see that on Instagram and maybe on TikTok and maybe on YouTube Shorts or on Facebook, because they keep seeing your products, they choose you. They end up ordering from you because they're seeing what you're offering, as opposed to another baker who's not posting. And so they're not seeing their content and they're not top of mind. So you have to consider the fact that the way marketing works, it helps to be consistently posting so that people can keep seeing your messaging and actually choose to actually purchase from you based on something. I'm always mentioning, because bakers like to see, or people like to see other people doing it. If you're in Kenya, Safaricom is always marketing, right? If you are in like an international brand, Coca-Cola is always marketing. Why? Because they know you have to keep seeing their branding and their marketing for you to keep purchasing from them. And so you need to make sure that you're doing the same. And this is why I'm talking about omnichannel. I want, when I open TikTok, I can see your stuff. If I keep scrolling, if I go on Instagram, I see your stuff. I go on YouTube, I see your stuff. I'm like, maybe I'll order something from them, even if it's a small something from them, right? So realize that the marketing rule of 7 works in any industry for any type of business, right? So you need to make sure you are posting so people can see, especially if you're a consumer business, which cakes are. People are consumers of cake. So you need to make sure you're top of mind. The third piece of advice that I've changed, this one I haven't stopped giving. What I'm doing is I've changed how I'm telling people to do stuff. So most people who have either gone through my content or have, you know, seen some of the things that I'm always sharing with people is that I tell people that you need to do your costing and then you need to make sure you're checking it. Now, before I tell people to check every year, now I'm telling you need to check every 3 months. Due to the current economy, right, especially in 2022 is when it started getting serious, where there is inflation every month. I remember at that time doing a training and telling people every 3 months you need to check your costing. Now, the inflation isn't as quick, but it's still happening. It hasn't stopped happening. So every 3 months, the way you are buying a certain ingredient is changing. And remember, large companies, cake supply companies, wholesalers, retailers, right, supermarkets, or anybody who's selling you your or papa's flour, whatever, they're changing their prices every week and every month, but you're not changing yours, right? Now, you don't have to change every month, but it helps to check every quarter. Now, my thing is, my disclaimer on that, you have to know how to price and cost your cakes, and you have to make sure you're doing that with a bit of a cushion so that at least you're cushioned for 3 months before you have to go and check, okay. Like now currently I'm hearing that based on different things. It is said that we're in January 2023, the Kenyan economy the inflation is at 9%. So can you imagine if you've done your costing and pricing and you've only added 5%? That means you're completely selling at a loss, right? So one of the things that I'm going to tell you for free, even before you sign up for any of our courses or get our ebook, I tell you to start costing and pricing at 25% and above. What that does is cater for something like that 9% of inflation, right? Different bakers advise you different ways. There's bakers who tell you do times two in ingredients. I believe in percentages, right? So figure out every 3 months, am I still making a profit? Because I can guarantee a lot of bakers, they priced last year, they haven't checked their price within the last 3 months, and they're no longer making money. The second thing when it comes to pricing, when you are finding the cost of making your cake and the price, one of the factors that if you don't know how to price, you're not doing this. And the ones who know how to price need to remember this. You have to figure out how many cakes do you need to sell a month to make a profit. So let's say you've written, I need to sell 5 cakes or 10 cakes. Realize because of the slower economy, if you're selling less cakes, right? Instead of the 5, you're selling 3. Instead of 10, you're selling 2. You're making a loss. The only way you'll know that is if you redo your costing again and check it. So you can decide, I'm going to be doing my costing January and then April, right? The beginning of each quarter, right? And then you go again July, right? Keep checking your prices and keep adjusting those prices. Because unfortunately, if you're not doing that by the end of the year, you will be making losses, and sometimes you might actually have to close your business while you could have just caught it early on and just kind of reduced the aspect of that. So just something to consider, please, instead of doing per year, start doing your costing every quarter, every 3 months. Because of the current economy, you know, we're talking about inflation. There's economies that are already in recession. That means you're a slowed economy. So if you were selling 20 cakes a month, maybe you're going to slow down to 10 cakes. And so that could happen in a period of 6 months. And it's good to note where your business is at this time so you can make those calls. And just for anyone, I like mentioning this, just for anyone who does not know how to price your cakes and you need cake pricing help, we have a cake pricing formula bundle. It's an ebook, a spreadsheet, and a video. And you can only get it this way if you buy it from us directly. There's going to be a link below to our WhatsApp and also to a site that explains information on how to get it, right? This is $2 for non-Kenyan payments. It is 200 shillings for Kenyan payments, right? If you like buying ebooks from Amazon, you can go to Amazon. The link is going to be below on how to get this, because I truly believe a lot of people are not costing and pricing correctly, and they need to, and they are definitely losing money. So the third advice that I stopped giving was to stop costing every year. You need to start costing every 3 months. Now, to the other segment that I was going to share, though I've shared the three pieces of advice that I've changed, I've stopped giving people, or I've changed how I'm giving people. Now, what I want to share is three strategies to focus on in 2023. Everybody's talking about a slower economy. We all know that it's kind of slowed down. There is inflation. What do you do? If you're not looking to give up and just kind of stop, here are three things that I personally believe that you can do to help your business. Now, my disclaimer is, so I am not saying that I am an economist and I know exactly what's going to happen. But I believe based on consumer behavior and kind of the way people are purchasing and just kind of trends with small businesses, I am going to share three strategies that I really think bakers, especially if you're a home baker or a small bakery shop owner, you should really focus on to help you keep your business going. Sometimes it's not even to grow your business, keep it open. Just to keep it open until our economy starts picking up. So the first thing that people need to stop taking for granted is branding. Branding, I believe, is going to be extremely important from now on. Number one is that there's a lot of home bakers these in any part of the world, right? In any part of the world. Of course, different regions are different, but let's be honest. Home bakers 5 years ago, home bakers now, there's more. Right? They have 10, it's times four, times five. And that's because our industry tends to have a lower level of entry point when it comes to baking. So due to saturation and also the potential for increased sales due to loyalty, you need to figure out how to do your branding. What do I mean by that? If you're the type of person who tends to buy a specific type of like maybe detergent or a specific type of butter or margarine based on brand, ask yourself, why do you do that? Why do you go buy a specific brand, right? Why do we use a specific company for a certain thing? Because we feel some type of brand loyalty. And so when it comes down to it, the people who are making money are the ones who have perfected their brand so well that their consumers don't think of somebody else. They always think, for cake, I'm going to order from this person. And so especially now when the economy is slowing down, you need to be the go-to person to your customers, right? You don't want to consider like, getting a new customer every month, that's a lot of work and it's very expensive. You can just maintain your existing customers right now. Your business can keep going and make it to 2024. So branding is, and this is a topic I get exhaustive in my online courses and my online mentorship. But what I just want to tell you is that branding will help you keep retaining customers. It'll maybe reduce the amount of marketing spend that you're going to have. And people are going to keep coming to you because you're building a brand. So people don't identify with you just as a cake person. You are a whole brand, you're a whole entity. And people keep coming to you because your brand is so attractive to them and they just know you for this one thing and they'll keep doing that. And we can all come up with so many examples of, you know, bakeries that have such a brand that people keep going to them just because of their name, whether you're in Kenya or you're all over the world. Just to give an example of like a US brand is called Cinnabon Krispy Kreme Donuts. People just keep going to those specific places because of something, right? Because of the brand. And the same happens in every region. If you can think of two bakeries in your region that people know and have been there for years and people will continue going to them because of the brand, you need to become that to your clients. That's how you're going to keep making money and keep your business open, right? So how do you do this? You find a niche and perfect it. So for those of you who have not found a niche, niche is going to come in here. Perfect it in that even if a person goes to another brand that's selling the same exact thing, you're the only one who does those cookies just the way you do them, or brownies just the way you do them, or you're the you know, Swiss roll plug. Like for us, we do chiffon rolls, Swiss rolls. You're the chiffon cake plug. You're the, you know, custom cake plug. You need to be that person. You pick a niche and you get really, really good at it. And then out of that, you build a brand around your niche segment, right? You build a brand around that product or those products that you sell. And you make sure you have customers who are basically like brand evangelists. People just talk about you because they eat your cakes and they're like, you got to try these cakes, right? That kind of thing. And the third thing that helps you with is you attract a type of clientele that will always be willing to pay for your products, right? They're always, even if they know they can get a cake from like a supermarket, they're not. They're going to go to you and call you ahead of time and pay that money, even if it's more, because they know you do a very good thing and they're very connected emotionally with your brand. The reason that works is that over time, if you do decide to continue your business and grow it out to be a small, medium to large enterprise, is that because you've built a base of a brand and you have like maybe a niche segment you've perfected, you're actually able to grow your business of the years and niche out. That means you can start doing more things and broaden your niche because you already cemented your place in the market for doing a certain thing, right? And that's why branding works for people when you're starting, because if you can cement your brand and be known for something, then you can brand, you can kind of broaden over time and get better at what you're doing. So I believe in 2023 onwards, home bakers and small bakery shop owners need to really focus on branding. The second thing that people are taking for granted, and I really believe because this has worked in my business and I really truly believe it's going to work, especially for bakers, is what I call the SOS strategies. If you have ever consumed my content, you know that I talk about the Amari SOS strategy. It's called the small offer strategy. I've shared it in our Facebook group, which I will be linking below. To join that group, you do have to share an email. And then you go to the guide section and you'll see the training on SOS offers. It's also intensively covered in our online mentorship, which I'll be mentioning in a bit. So what is an SOS strategy? This is when you make a smaller product or offer of your original niche product. Like instead of being a big cake, you do a small cake. You do like mini cakes, or you can do dozen or half dozen cupcakes. And what you want to do is you sell to the same target market. I didn't say make a cheaper product. Like, in terms of quality, just make it smaller, right? By making it smaller, it makes it easy for your target market or your consistent customers to keep buying more often from you. So maybe if you focus on custom cakes, there's not a person who's always doing business, who always needs a 2 kg fondant cake. However, somebody can buy cupcakes from you every month, correct? So if you make one small offer from your original offer, you're able to keep selling things to your client every month or even twice a month, right? So you can get your same target market to get to actually keep purchasing from you more often, and they're buying more affordable stuff from you. So instead of a 2 kg cake that's 7,000 shillings, maybe they're buying a dozen cupcakes that are 1,500 shillings, something like that. That's a concept. Another reason the SOS strategy works well is that it helps you attract your target market, another target market. This is for like new customers, by tasting a smaller thing of yours. Maybe I don't want to invest in a 2 kg cake yet, but I can buy a dozen cupcakes from you. Once I buy the dozen cupcakes and I love your branding and I like your product, I can then buy the bigger thing. So in this day and age where there is a slower economy, you want to have a small offer of your original product or your niche product, so that you can get people to buy from you often. And maybe for those people who are new, you can actually get them to start buying a larger product from you over time. So that's just something to consider. The third strategy I want to share with you guys is easing up a bit on localization. Now, this is only particularly for those bakers, because there's a lot of home bakers who choose to just cater to a certain location, right? So if you are a home baker, and especially even small bakery shops, you need to start thinking broader than where you are, right? See if you can find solutions for distribution, like how can I get my cake to the other side of the county, right? Instead of dealing with just like, because my shop is on one street, I am only going to deal with people on that street or that location. You can start thinking, if you're in Nairobi, instead of one segment of Nairobi, you can decide we distribute to everywhere in Nairobi. You can communicate with your clients or potential clients that we do have a delivery fee. But can you imagine if somebody is a huge brand, a supporter of yours, but they can't get your product elsewhere, right? So if I don't want to come to you, you should give me the option of being able to deliver. Now, you don't have to deliver to the whole country. If your product can, you can do that. But if not, see if you can broaden your area. Instead of just one street or one place, you can choose to like do the whole county, or if you're in a place where they do the whole province or the whole district. Now, of course, you do need to find a solution for distribution. Make sure you have a good distribution guy. If it's a rider, make sure you have two options, or a food delivery service, two options. But if you can do that, that kind of broadens who you're selling to. You're not restricted to one area of localization. So in this day and age, we don't want to only sell to people near us in proximity. You do want to see if you can sell to more people, so you're making a little bit more sales over time. Also, if you want to start doing that, this means you will need to have a digital marketing strategy that is effective. Because how are people going to know that you sell cakes other than you posting online? Now, that I don't mean just posting randomly. You have to have some kind of strategy and plan behind it. So I can say for sure it would work, but please note that you would have to have a marketing plan or strategy. This is, again, something I cover in our mentorship, right? So I just want to mention to you guys, we do have a 6-month online course for home bakers who are looking to either start a cake business at home or they want to streamline their existing home business that has kind of stagnated and it's not making any sales. This is called the How to Start Up a Cake Business from Home, 6-month access to all the content. This content is specifically geared to help you set up and start running the business from home or streamline, relaunch, and start the business and give it momentum, right? So any individual who's thinking of starting a cake business from home or anybody who has a cake business at home, you can join. Details are going to be in the link below for you. Make sure to follow us on TikTok, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, and YouTube at Baking for Profit Program. Or if you're interested in baking and cake decoration tips, search for Baking with Amari.